I'm Leonard Lopate. Welcome to my show. Films have been made from most of the Marvel Comics top books, Spider-Man, The Hulk, X-Men, but no major studio has tackled the company's longest-running comic book series, The Fantastic Four, until now. Starting today, you will be able to see Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, The Human Torch, and The Thing in movie theaters all over town, thanks to the two gentlemen who sit before me. Tim Story directed Fantastic Four, and Avi Arad has produced it. I should mention that Avi Arad is the president and CEO of Marvel Studios. I'm very pleased to welcome them both to my shows. Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Although we should clear this up, Roger Corman was here not that long ago, and he has directed a version of Fantastic Four, hasn't he? Or is that a complicated matter?
No, not at all. It's a simple story that someone had the rights for the movie, and at the time, with technology and so on, I think it was kind of premature to make the movie. But as legal beagles go about their business, they actually forced, and it wasn't him, it was Bernd Eichinger, Constantin Film from Germany. And he had a choice. He could either go to Roger and say, let's make it cheaper quickly so I can retain the rights, or I lose the rights forever. And Bernd Eichinger, the tough cookie he is, and actually I don't blame him because it's a very valuable thing, and they went ahead and shot the movie probably with very little intentions to release. And I came on board, and one of the first things I did, I met with Bernd Eichinger, and I kind of liked him. I would have done the same thing, push me against the wall, and I'll do what I have to do. And I said to him, well, I'm sure we can do something. We can buy this thing that you have without ever looking at it and bury it, and let's make a deal with Fox, and one of these days make the movie it deserves to be.
And as you said, it was made prematurely because of the technology. I want to get into that in a little bit. But let's go back a bit. When was the Fantastic Four first published? How old are these guys?
1961.
Wait, yes. So they must be in their 60s now.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Tim, you're not old enough to have read the Fantastic Four in 1961.
No, not the first issues. I didn't read them when they first came out, I'll tell you that.
So they're 44 years old.
Wow.
Exactly.
Anybody have any explanation for how they've remained popular for so long?
Well, like many of the Marvel characters kind of withstood the test of time because they were interesting, they were relatable, they were people just like us, and as we all know, metaphors in comics stands for metaphors to who we are if we were given certain gifts or curses, depends how one looks at it. And they were written with a tone that fortunately team was able to harness. And it's a tone of goodness and optimism and wish fulfillment and all the things that we look for. There's no darkness to this story.
Tim, did you read The Fantastic Four?
I was going to add to Avi. You know, Avi forgets to say that, you know, for being a kid growing up with this stuff, it was just cool. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it was just really cool to, you know, you're always looking for, you know, when you're a kid, you're looking for, you know, you want to be the hero, you want to be this, or the villain even for that matter. And Marvel Comics especially, you know, just brought on a whole new way of looking at these characters, and it's just great.
And rethought the whole concept of the superhero.